This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Psalm 1 together for a couple of weeks. To enhance our understanding, let's take some time to look at a cross-reference found in Joshua 1. Moses had died, and God was appointing his aide Joshua to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan into the Promised Land. God explained to Joshua the extent of the land to be occupied and then gave him a promise in verse 5. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Two times God challenges Joshua, be strong and courageous, verse 6, and be strong and very courageous, verse 7. He also challenged him to be careful to obey all the law Moses gave him. Then we read in verse 8 words that are very similar to Psalm 1. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Reflecting on these words, I had a number of questions. Why should Joshua not let God's word depart from his mouth? I understand the importance of remembering God's word in the mind, but what is the importance of the mouth? Two thoughts came to mind. As you meditate on the word, talk it out to yourself. Let yourself hear the words. That will help you remember the words and assist in meditating on them. Secondly, share with others God's word. Share what God has said to you and what you believe it means, so they can benefit from it. Always remember, God's word has power to touch and transform lives. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.